all done. And I know that you will, and I appreciate that. All right, we're going to begin Sunday number two on this wonderful, wonderful subject of heaven. The format is, as I shared with you last week, these are questions that have been asked of me over 30, 35 years of ministry on this subject. We put the question up there, then I answer it scripturally. Now, as I say last week, and I'll say this a lot during the study, there's a lot of people that's got a lot of different opinions about heaven, and that's fine. I think that's neat to dream about what heaven's going to be like. But if you can't back it up with scripture, it's basically an opinion. You could be right, could be wrong. But everything that I put up here, we're going to back up with scripture. Because that's where the absolute answers are at about heaven. If a question is asked of me, and I can't back it up with scripture, I say, well, it's just an opinion. There is a difference. Everybody understand that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, the layers of question number one. Who are the souls asleep until the question. When the souls are asleep until the resurrection of the rapture. Now, let me clarify what that question means. There may be a left out word or two there. Do souls sleep after the resurrection? Or is it just the body? What happens to the soul? What happens to the body? We go to a funeral, the body's in the casket, isn't it? Right? Which means yes. Does that mean the soul's there or what?
No.
Good question. All right, let's answer. Okay, Bill Larry. We are confident in 2 Corinthians 5:8, I say, the willing rather to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Absent from the body here, Paul means spiritually. From the moment we take our last breath, the last heartbeat within our body, when that takes place, our spirit leaves. And since we're talking about heaven and not hell, our spirit goes to be with the Lord. It says, absent from the body. The body's still here. It's decaying. We bury it. We're going to talk about that body. What happens to that body? Do they come together again at some point in time? But from the moment we take the last breath, every funeral, listen to me closely, every funeral that I have preached, when I look into that casket, that spirit is gone. Gone. When I preached my father's funeral, my father was not in that casket.
Amen.
His body was there, but he was in heaven. Everybody understand that? Give the Lord a hand of applause. All right, Brother Larry. Again, under the same question. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brother, Paul writes here, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. You see this word asleep? This is the way to describe the New Testament of someone who's at rest. When you're sleeping, you're at rest. Isn't that right? All right, that's what it means. It means that you are at rest. Peaceful rest. All right? That you sorrow not. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with them. Means when Jesus comes back for the rapture of the church. Coming back. We're talking about this all through Revelations. The rapture of the church. When he says he's going to bring them with us, that is us. That's our spirit. In a moment, we'll see what happens. Alright, Bill Larry? For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, which means Paul said this came directly from God, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. those of us who are alive at the moment will not prevent them. Who's them? The body that's in the grave. Obviously, if we were alive when Jesus returns, and we don't go to the pasture, we're going to be changed. We're going to be changed fast. But those who have gone on, the spirit and the body is going to come together at this wonderful occasion, this rising of all of God's people, the casket and the ground, whatever else your loved ones have laid in, will not prevent them from coming and being joined with their spirit. Do you understand that? Do the Lord have applause in the house? All right, Brother Larry. Then we which are alive and remain shall be called up together. This called up is what we call the rapture, together with them in the clouds. Then, those who were in the grave will now join their spiritual bodies to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, here's what a great comfort is. No matter whether I leave this world before the rapture, or whether I'm living during the rapture, if I leave this world, if I die, or if the Bible says I go to sleep, my spirit goes to be with the Lord. My body's in that casket, going to go in the ground. Don't worry about it. There's going to be a reunion one day. When that trumpet sounds and this rapture begins, those that are in the grave, those bodies, will be resurrected. Just like Jesus was resurrected. And at that moment, the spirit and the body will come together in the air. And if you happen to be lucky to be alive during that time, believe me, those of us between the sound of my voice, there's a very good chance we can be alive at this time. Because everything that can happen biblically has already happened. The rapture of the church is imminent, which means it will happen any day. We are changed that fast. Blink of an eye. And then we're going to be changed into our earthly bodies. From our earthly bodies to our heavenly bodies, and we all be in the air. Now here's the great reunion. Now we're all in our heavenly bodies. Everybody. Those who were alive, those who were dead. Now that's why it's comforting. Because at that time, I'm not going to have a hose in my body. I ain't going to have a machine at home to sleep with. I'm not going to need anything whatsoever. At that moment, the comfort is I will never be sick again. I will never die again. I will never have an illness again. I'll never have to worry about an income again. I won't have to worry about bills no more. I won't have to worry about electricity no more. I won't have to worry about who's in a good mood, bad mood, who's fighting, who's in love. I won't care. Because I'm going to be with Jesus. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Wait for that day?
Now, man,
what a day that's going to be. Woo! Hello. All right, Bill Larry, here we go. Now, when believers die, how do their souls get to heaven? I've been asked this a lot. So, if you and I die before the rapture, do we just wake up before God? How does that happen? Well, let's see what the Bible says about it. It's a good question. All right? And then why do angels carry believers to heaven? All right, Larry. It sort of goes along with two questions. So look at it. Jesus speaking, and it came to pass that the beggar died. You remember this wonderful story. And was carried by who? The angels into Abraham's bosom. Now, that's the New Testament way of saying heaven. The rich man died. And was buried. See this phrase carried by the angels? But Jesus is speaking here. Here's where I draw comfort. Christian people talk about how wonderful it'll be to die and go to heaven, but you know, when you start talking about death, it gets a little scary. You win because none of us have ever experienced that. I've never died yet. Okay? So, as much as I say, oh, I can't wait to get to heaven, realistically stay and say, I'm going to hope I die right now. That's a little silly, isn't it? Because really, no matter how long we live, we got loved ones we love, we got people we love, we just don't necessarily, even though we're ready to go to heaven, what's that going to be like at that last heartbeat? Everybody with me? This means yes. I want you with me on this deal. Here's what I tell people, and this is how I answer. One of the greatest comforts to me is knowing that when I leave this world and I take that last heartbeat, I'm not going to be alone. Listen to me closely. For the moment I take that last heartbeat, I believe there's going to be a band of angels around me at that moment. And they're going to carry me, escort me, lead me home.
Amen.
Think about that a moment. It's not something I'm making up. This comes straight from Jesus. How wonderful is that going to be? Now, as much as I weigh, it may take a lot of angels to carry me there. I don't know. I don't care if it's 1, 10, or 100. When I get ready to leave this world, Jesus is going to see that every step of the way, I will never be alone again. You may die alone. We've got people all across this world. Military people. People who are in nursing homes. The people who die alone. And that's sad, isn't it? But I promise you, from the moment you take that last heartbeat, you are a child of God, will never be alone again. Never, ever, ever will you be alone again. Some have even said before they take the last breath, I've heard people talk to angels. I'm going to deny that. I don't know what they've seen. But somehow or another, even when they're alone, some people have said, I wasn't alone. I've heard people say, you know, my grandfather, my father, my mother, whomever, would be speaking, talking out loud to nobody. Or at least we didn't see anybody. Who knows what they saw? I promise you this. We serve a God that loves you and will never ever see that from the day that you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you'll never be alone. Yeah.
Amen.
Give a warm hand of Carrie. How long is that going to take? You like, I've told you this, I'm not too keen of heights anymore. This may be a pretty good long journey.
See you, babe.
How far is heaven? How far is it? Am I going to go through the clouds? Am I going to pass the other planets? The other solar systems? God made it all. What all is he going to allow me to see just on the journey? People have asked me, okay, if I believe all this, what do you think I'm going to see on this journey? I don't know. I believe I'm going to see just how powerful God is. What a view that's going to be. To be able to see how big really is God. And I don't think we'll ever have a clue how big God is until we take this journey one day. Because I believe that's one trip we're going to find out this truth. How big is God. What a journey. Get the song, I'll Fly Away. We love that, man. We just played that for us last year. That was inspired by the person who had a dream of what it would be like one day when we take this last breath. I will fly away with his angels to heaven on the journey because Jesus loves me. Give the Lord a hand of applause. We got a lot more questions to answer. But I'm just telling you, we answer them through God's Word. What's heaven all about? How do we get there? What's the journey about? What's it going to be like when we get there? Who are we going to see? And why would we not see? What's it all about? We've got a good study ahead of us. But here's the new one. We can study about heaven all you want to study. But if you don't know Jesus, you're never going to see this place. Because the other journey you're going to take, if you don't know Jesus, is another whole study. And just consider this, especially for those watching me bigger than that. If angels carry people who know the Lord to heaven, he's going to carry the ones who don't know the Lord. They're called demons. Two journeys. Which journey do you want? Do you want to be led by the angels of God or by the demons of Satan? Two choices. If you know Jesus, you don't ever have to worry about this journey. You will love this journey. But do you know him? Do you believe in him? Have you accepted him? Is he Lord of your life? Is he everything in your life? You make that choice. The journey is your choice. Everybody wants to talk about hereafter. But you've got to take care of the hereafter right now. Today is when you take care of it. Days when you take care of it. What journey will you take? The choice is yours. Do you love Jesus? Do you know Jesus? The decision is yours. But stay with me, please. Your head bowed, your eyes. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Father, we love to talk about the subject of heaven. It comforts. It brings healing. It calms our fears. Because everyone will make this journey. But Father, before we talk about heaven, we have to talk about Jesus. Do you believe in Jesus? Do you know Jesus? Have you truly accepted him as your Lord and Savior? If you're watching me and that, I'm here to tell you. The clock is running. This journey could be coming faster than what you think. You need to know Jesus today. You need to accept him as Lord and Savior today. Not tomorrow. Today. And all you have to do, no matter where you're at or what you're doing, is to bow your head and say, Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me. I want to accept you as my Lord and Savior because I believe in you that you died for me. You rose from that grave for me. You ascended to heaven for me. And I know you're coming for me. Father, I believe in you. And I believe in your Son, Jesus. If you make that decision and you're sincere about it, I promise you, from this day forward, you'll never have to worry about this journey again. But the choice is yours. Two ways, two paths, two journeys. You make the choice. Father, bless this congregation. And bless our people. May everything that we do bring glory to the kingdom of God. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, as Brother Larry begins to play, would you come in the name of Jesus? Thank you. Jesus.